In this episode of Your Financial Journey, a podcast series that explores questions that families of wealth commonly face, we're going to talk about investing, but not in the typical way that we usually talk about investing, you know, stocks, bonds, and the financial markets. Instead, we're going to discuss the ways in which you can best invest in causes that you feel passionate about. Beth, I'm so glad you're able to join me to talk about this really important topic. In what ways can you be most influential when you give either your time or money to a cause that really speaks to you?
Thanks for the question, Sarah. And it is a question that's very common when we're working with clients. What we try to do is discover what values that they want their philanthropy to represent. Once we do that, we match it up with areas of funding. And when we bring these two ideas together, oftentimes we find our clients feel like they are having more impact with their philanthropy. So that's one way that we help our clients create more impact with their philanthropy.
Beth, that's really interesting. You talk about matching up values with sources of funding. So let's just dig a little bit deeper about how many clients may choose to set up a foundation. So how is that money invested?
Good question. Many of our clients do not manage the investments themselves. They work with professional advisors that have experience managing charitable assets. There are IRS regulations on the types of investments that you're able to hold within foundations that can create tax implications if they are the wrong holdings. So what we try to do is we involve our investment advisors early into the process to make sure that we're not only addressing your needs around what your risk tolerance is for those charitable assets, the time horizons, but then in addition to that, making sure that we have a portfolio that's reflective of your wishes, that are in line with regulations to ensure the tax-exempt status and IRS requirements.
Beth, that sounds pretty complicated. So for those of our listeners who may feel a little bit daunted about how to get started in doing more for their causes than just writing a check, how do you suggest that they tackle the question of philanthropy if they're worried about tax rules and where to start?
It can be overwhelming when you think about all the different regulations that are out there, as well as all the different options that are available to donors to invest in these different charities and organizations. If you sit down with your advisor or with your family and just have a dialogue about what you care about the most, that step is going to create greater clarity for you. You're going to be able to understand, do you want to invest your time or some of your talents, or is it about investing financially in that organization or that cause? And then lastly, is there an opportunity for you to leverage the networks that you belong to advocate change for a cause that you care about most?
Well, thank you, Beth. That's really great advice. And it gives our listeners a starting point, which is really valuable. To learn more about making a greater impact with your giving, contact your Wells Fargo Private Bank Relationship Manager. And thank you for joining us in this podcast.
Wells Fargo & Company and its affiliates do not provide legal advice. Wells Fargo Advisors is not a tax or legal advisor. Please consult your tax and legal advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Whether any planned tax result is realized by you depends on the specific facts of your own situation at the time your taxes are prepared. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. offers various advisory and fiduciary products and services, including discretionary portfolio management. Wells Fargo affiliates, including financial advisors of Wells Fargo Advisors, a separate non-bank affiliate, may be paid an ongoing or one-time referral fee in relation to clients referred to the bank. The bank is responsible for the day-to-day management of the account and for providing investment advice, investment management services, and wealth management services to clients. The role of the financial advisor with respect to bank products and services is limited to referral and relationship management services. This information is provided for educational and illustrative purposes only. Investments and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency, are not a deposit of or guaranteed by a bank or any bank affiliate, may lose value. Wells Fargo Private Bank and Wells Fargo Wealth Management provide products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Deposit and loan products are offered by Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, WFCS, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC, members SIPC, separate registered broker-dealers and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. Copyright 2010 through 2019, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved. NMLSR ID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.